All right, it's day two, and here's my first robotaxi ride of the day. Yesterday I did about 5 rides, so today I'm gonna do a few rides. Here is the car, and basically, here's the safety monitor in there. I'm gonna go ahead, open the car. How you doing?
Hey, Dave, how you doing?
Hey, thanks, good. We know the drill to start the ride, and we are off. So we are in South Austin right now, Sprouts Supermarket, and we are gonna go to Merit Coffee in South Austin. Yeah, I'm assuming it's a lot less busy today. Most people have gone home, so I should be getting some faster rides today than yesterday. All right, so we're in the middle of this first ride here. We've got about 7 more minutes, and because this is the early Tesla Robotaxi launch, got to try out all the features here. So I'm just going to go ahead and they give me this feature, so I'm going to use it. It says pull over. Now I pressed this button yesterday. I was scared to press confirm, but I've slept on it. I'm much more confident now in this robotaxi. So here it goes. Pull over. Wait, the vehicle reach out to us. So it actually reaches out to a support agent for assistant. So it's probably going to just He's probably gonna ask me why I want to pull over, and then I don't really have a good reason, so I'll just cancel out, I guess. Okay. All right, I'm back. We're about 5 minutes in. You know, I'm just gonna try it out. What the heck? Pull over. I'm just gonna confirm it. If I get a support agent, that's fine. I'm just gonna say I wanna be dropped off. Huh.
Tesla Robotaxi support. After you hit the pullover button, is everything okay?
Yeah, everything's fine. Just wanted to end my ride a little early and walk around this area.
Okay, sounds good. So once the car pulls over here, you would like your ride to be completed?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, sounds like a plan.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. So I can resume ride and connect it to support agent. Okay. Okay. So it looks like the car is gonna try to pull me over and park somewhere now that I asked it to pull over. So we'll see. Okay, thanks. All right, I'm pulled over. Vehicle stopped. Your ride will end once you exit. Okay, so I could just, I'm just gonna unbuckle and get out. Okay, thank you.
Yes, have a great day.
Thank you. All right, we'll see you. All right,
Dave,
all right, bye. All right, so there you have it. I tried the pullover function of the Tesla Robotaxi. Very, very interesting. Talked to a support agent and then asked him to just pull over the car. And yeah, it seems like he had some control over, like, you know, being able to pull over the car, or at least tell the car to pull over. Very, very interesting. All right, so I called my second robotaxi, and I'm just gonna go ahead and enter this side. First time going in this side. I've been always on the other side. So, how's it going?
Welcome to Tesla Robotaxi. Hey,
thank you.
If you don't mind showing me just your app?
Yeah, sure. All right, press start. Off on your ride. Right, we're wrapping up our second ride here for the day. Gonna go to Merritt Coffee in here in South Austin here. There it is on the left side. Interesting. So it dropped me off a little closer, and now it's actually going to do this interesting maneuver here to try to get out of this parking lot. It's possible to go around, but they're actually going to go through here. It's interesting. I guess they're doing a multi-point turn. Yeah, the multi-point turn thing is interesting. It seems like a pretty advanced maneuver, but I guess they're able to do that in parking lots. Now here's an interesting situation. We've got one car that can't get through, and robotaxi is, yeah, a nice move, letting this other car get through. Okay, not bad. And the robotaxi is off. Very, yeah, sophisticated drop-off and exit of the parking lot. Well done. All right, here's my third robotaxi. This has no side stickers, but I think it actually has a, yeah, it has a rear sticker only. All right, let's check it out. Start ride. Okay, this is a little bit of a tricky parking lot to get out of. Very, very tight right here. You can barely fit. It's like, I don't know what I would do. Yeah, barely fits. Maybe like we're talking about a couple inches. Yeah, I mean, there's literally a car just parked on the side, but half of it's sticking out. Wow, very impressive. Robotaxi makes it with like a couple 2 inches to spare. Yeah, this is a tough one. Okay, so on this ride, we're gonna go from Merritt Coffee to Terry Black's, which is a pretty popular barbecue place here in Austin. And I've heard that Terry Black's parking lot is pretty challenging. So we're gonna see what it's like. It's a quick ride, just a few more minutes till we get there. Yeah, we're almost there actually. Okay, here we are. Terry Black's need to somehow get into these, get between these cones into this parking lot. Well done. Tesla Robotaxi. Actually, the parking lot's not too busy right now. Even though it's yeah, it's actually 2:30 actually in the afternoon, that's why. A little bit past lunchtime. Not bad at all. Not bad at all. Okay, that was a third ride today. Tesla Robotaxi did a good job here at Terry Black's Barbecue in Austin, Texas. All right, so I took a break about 15 minutes, and then I called another, my fourth Robotaxi. Interesting. There's this guy kind of taking his time parking here. So then Robotaxi, I notice it's blinking, so I can go ahead and ride the car like this. Let's check it out. All right, so we are in our fourth Robotaxi of the day. Interesting, there's a car. This car is having a hard time parking in that small parking spot here at Terry Black's. I mean, It's a tiny parking spot. He's got this huge car, and we're all just confused here. So yeah, I would let the, yeah, that black car needs to get out somehow. The black car's gonna try parking there, okay? But the black car is so big, it'll have to reverse. Okay. So the car is reversing. And it made it kind of, it's still parking, but I guess Robotaxi just went around it, which is not bad. It's better than just waiting for like forever for that car to try to park, because that car was trying to park for like 5 minutes already. So we're off to South Congress. It's actually only 4 minutes away, actually, not bad. So this, geofenced area by Tesla, I'm actually pretty impressed. I thought it would be a smaller area initially that they would roll out to, and I thought that they would have to like go through every single intersection, make sure, you know, that there's no tricky things going on. But then this geofenced area is quite large. It's a little bit south, just across the river from downtown Austin, and it's quite large. It takes I would say 20-25 minutes to go from one side to the other, left to right, up and down, maybe about 10-15 minutes or so in a car. So it's a decent size area. I think it's a good size for robotaxis to get anywhere if it gets called within that area. And so within, you know, 15 minutes or so, I've noticed, you know, the wait times today, this is day two, range between 5 and 10 minutes. Or so, occasionally longer, but sometimes shorter. So it's, you know, it's hit or miss depending on where an empty robotaxi is at that moment. All right, we're almost at our destination here, about 1 minute left. So it's on our left side. So we're gonna make a left turn up here. Okay, so we got a flashing yellow signal light. That means we can go. And now I'm gonna be dropped off on the right side, I think. Up here, okay, so it gets us right here. All right, so we got dropped off here in South Congress. Yeah, another perfect robotaxi ride. This is the fourth of today. And I did five yesterday, so after 9 rides, there's been no mistakes, no nothing. Pretty impressive stuff. All right, so after 4 rides today and 5 perfect robotaxi rides yesterday, I'm gonna try a Waymo right now. I'm gonna go from here to Merrick Coffee, which is about 10 minutes away or so, maybe 5 to 10 minutes away. It's got a tough parking lot, but Robotaxi did a good job navigating through it. And so we'll see what Waymo does. This is actually my first Waymo ride, so it should be interesting. All right, here's the Waymo. All right, so I pressed the unlock button from the Uber app, actually. I had to use Uber in order to call this Waymo.
Good to see you, David.
And I'm inside the Waymo, so cool. Let's buckle up my seatbelt here, and we're gonna start the ride.
Hello, from Waymo.
And we're
as we get going, just give us 1 minute to cover a few riding tips. This experience may feel futuristic, but the need to buckle up is the same as always. So keep your seatbelt fastened, please. If you're traveling with little ones or expecting, please see the seatback card for more information. We'll do all the driving, so please don't touch the steering wheel or pedals during your ride. We may use interior cameras to check on riders, improve our products, and more. Microphones are only on when you're connected to rider support. So sing your heart out. We can't hear you. You can also use the app or passenger screen to speak to a rider support agent at any time. In the rare case of an emergency,
got a little bit tricked, but I figured its way out around that intersection.
Unless there's an urgent need to exit. Finally, relax and thank you for riding with us.
So here's the interface. Back of Waymo, you've got music, route view, temperature, about this car, camera privacy. You can call support here. You could pull over, play music. It's pretty similar to Tesla's interface, I mean, with the support and pull over. And then you've got the screen up there with navigation. You obviously have no monitor or person monitoring, but you know, it's a Waymo now. Please keep your hands off the wheel. The Waymo driver is in control at all times. It's such an old school interface, you know, this Waymo car, yet it has autonomous driving. It's pretty trippy. All right, I've got about 2 or 3 minutes left in this car. So far, it's been pretty good. You know, the driving has been, you know, pretty decent. Nothing too crazy.
Wallet.
Okay, we're almost at the destination, Merritt Coffee, which I've been to a couple times.
The doors will remain locked when we arrive. Pull the handle twice to exit. The first pull unlocks, the second opens the door.
Okay, here we are, Merritt Coffee.
The doors will remain locked when we arrive.
Pull the handle twice to exit.
The first pull unlocks, the second opens the door.
Oh, it didn't even try to get into the Merritt Coffee parking lot.
Please make
interesting.
Sure it's clear before exiting.
Okay, so it's dropping me off at a nearby street, and then I have to walk probably around the corner. So, what I'm gonna do is one thing unlocks it, the second opens the door, and then we're out of here. Okay, that's Waymo. Yeah, interesting. Here in Austin, you need to call the Waymo via the Uber app. They don't have a separate app you could use to call Waymo. And there it's off. It's off. Okay, so it looks like, yeah, it's making me walk about 50 feet or so to Merritt Coffee. It didn't even try to go into the parking lot. Whereas the Tesla Robotaxi would always take me into the parking lot of Merritt Coffee.
Okay.
Okay, here's our Robotaxi. This is going to be the fifth ride of the day. Do you mind turning down the AC just a tad? Or the wind? It's automatic. Oh, I get to do it. Okay. But it's. It's kind of too loud. The AC. Can you turn down on your end?
I'm not gonna touch anything because I'm supposed to. I'm just gonna pretend like I'm not here.
So, okay, but it's like, I can't hear anything. All right, so we're in a situation, this robotaxi, it's a little bit strange. All right, okay, got it, it was at 67. So when it was at 67, the AC was like on 10 or so loudness. I could barely hear much. It's kind of loud, but if it's on 69, it drops to like probably like 5. How about we go to 70? Now it drops a lot. Now it's at like 3 or so. Nice. Yeah, this is more like it. Oh, interesting. So it turns out the Tesla monitor can't even really, I guess they could probably, you know, adjust the temperature, but it looks like if you want to turn up or down the fan speed, you just have to play around with the temperature, and that'll automatically turn up and down the fan speed. Interesting. All right, we've got about one more minute in this ride. Gonna get in, drive into this parking lot here. So my destination is Sprouts Farmers Market. This is kind of where I started this whole day. And it's to the right over here, so it'll navigate there. Okay, interesting situation. We've got this big old truck in front of Sprouts Market, so I can't even get around it. I think probably it'll just drop me off right here, and then it'll figure out how to get around it later or back out. We'll see what happens. Yep, yeah, interesting. Okay, so it's letting me out close enough, and it'll figure out how to get out. Alright guys, so I just finished 5 rides in Tesla's Robotaxi today. This is day 2. Yesterday I did 5 as well. And I did a Waymo ride as well. So very, very interesting. All 5 rides from Tesla Robotaxi today were perfect. It was basically, you couldn't ask for anything more. There was not even any minor mistakes. It was pretty impressive. Waymo's ride was also perfect. You know, tiny hesitation at one spot, but it was good. I noticed though there's some differences. Waymo is obviously further ahead along in terms of not having a person, right, a safety monitor in the car, and so they've been, you know, going at it for quite a while. But you got a lot of fundamental differences. Like Waymo uses, you know, LiDAR and HD maps and probably a lot of heuristics, I mean, as well as AI, but they've got probably a much more complicated system, much more expensive system. And I don't know if they have much edge over Tesla. I mean, driving-wise, I would give the edge slightly to Tesla right now. It just feels a little smoother, more natural. Waymo is a little bit, you know, kind of fast, you know, times not 100% human-like. I would say like 98% or something versus Tesla is like near human-like. The other thing is, which is interesting, is Waymo's like solution. I shot that video of Waymo's steering wheel and, you know, the center console controls. It's just so old school because it's using like an old school car, right? And they basically hodgepodge like all this stuff on top of it, right? All this expensive sensors and computers and all this stuff. And it's like a Frankenstein of a car, basically. And for Tesla, it's just so smooth. It's just so sleek, right? The steering wheel, the screen, that's basically all you see. And full self-driving or robotaxi gets enabled and boom, the car drives itself. It's just, it looks like the future, right? I think that underscores a very interesting kind of theme going on. Is Tesla built their entire stack, the hardware, the car, their computer, their sensors, all that stuff, their whole system they designed, and the software, not just the software, but they went all the way from building like a neural net from scratch, basically, their own training, you know, infrastructure, everything. And it just, it shows. It's just a seamless experience in and out of the car. Yeah, I think Tesla has really got something on their hand. Even Tesla's app, you know, it just works. I'm super impressed. Yeah, I think Waymo's got something interesting because they're able to drive people around right now, but can they scale? Can they come up with a more efficient solution? Right now, my Waymo ride, it costed, you know, $8 for like, you know, maybe 6-7 minutes, 8 minutes, right? It was like maybe a couple miles or so, which is a fair price, right? I mean, it might have been even cheaper than Uber slightly or similar, but I didn't have to give a tip because it was a Waymo. But Tesla can definitely, I think, undercut that price. Their hardware is so much, you know, less expensive. I think it's just a matter of time before Tesla really gains the capability and the performance really just to scale at a large pace. So anyways, day two has been a fun day of riding Robotaxi and including a Waymo. And I've been, you know, kind of looking around at Tesla's system, trying to see like what kind of remote assistance that they might have and how fast they might be able to scale this, right? Like what is the performance of, you know, their FSD or their Robotaxi neural nets right now? So a lot of questions still remain. I'm going to be taking more trips this week and still analyzing this, scratching my head. I feel a lot more comfortable today than yesterday. Like yesterday was exciting. First time in Robotaxi, first day launch. Today, much more calm and sobered up slash thoughtful and kind of introspective, trying to figure out what the ramifications are on this Tesla Robotaxi launch and ramp. All right. Take care, guys. We'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.